So you just got done with a meeting with Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith here with Chad Adams, City Manager. Chad, during that meeting, how do you think it went? Do you have positive feelings moving forward, or are there now more questions than answers?
No, I think very positive. I think the Lieutenant Governor was very empathetic to our concerns, and she herself noted some concerns that she has with how this all came about, and we'll go back and consult with the governor and discuss what role they may play moving forward, whether that's talking with Neil directly, already under the understanding that they've done so, by maybe reconnecting with them. And one of the things that we've been requesting is any type of assistance they can provide in terms of persuading Mayo to, requesting Mayo to put a delay on the implementation of their entire plan at this point in time. I think the community members and myself included stated that there's just a lot of lack of trust at this point in time from the community, including some of our community leaders such as myself, and the ability to not have an opportunity to discuss these change in services a few months back, and basically in the time since really haven't been at the table with the decision makers enough to try to understand the changes and impact on the community, which we still don't know. We're still working on getting information on how this is going to impact our community economically. And I think the best thing for, you know, an entity like this, which is more of a community institution, and the community built this hospital, I think we deserve the opportunity to sit down and discuss with them to avoid this transition of services, do whatever we can to keep our full-service acute care hospital, and just have conversations regarding that.
Now, did the city and county get the paperwork that was turned in to the Attorney General?
Yeah, we got the same information that I understand that the rest of the public received, which is basically the cover letter or the memo at this point in time. I did talk to the Deputy Attorney General today, and they noted that they received some data in addition to that memo that they're just in the process of downloading because they got it via a CD. So they're taking a look at that, and maybe a few days, if not into next week, I'm assuming that they have to look at what they've got. Number one is all the information provided, and some of the information is likely classified as business trade secrets, so they have to go through that and determine if that's consistent with their opinion and what, if any, information can be released to the city, county, and the general public.
Is there any talk at all about withholding the $585 million as over Rochester's head in order to keep the transition of services at all with the legislators in the room?
There was some discussion with that. I think everybody recognizes that the Lieutenant Governor is the chair, so she provided some background of that, of those dollars, and how it's going to the city of Rochester for public infrastructure, and if there's any ability from her office particularly to slow that down. I don't think she was able to respond to that, and from her understanding, didn't think that was probably in the rules for what she was authorized to do as a chair, but that doesn't mean that there can't be a request potentially before the state legislature to do so if there's some type of finding that we feel is appropriate. Many probably feel that right now. There might be some information coming off from the Attorney General's office that may warrant that possibly, but that's certainly something that I think all of us are continuing to review.
Okay. Last question for you, Chad. How will you be addressing the council with this meeting? Since I believe, was there anyone there from the city council there today? And how will you be updating the council about this meeting?
Yep. So the representatives from the city today were Council Member Rich Murray, who's generally been the designated council member to sit in on these meetings, and our Assistant City Manager Jerry Gabriel-Altos was always there, also there. It's my intent to be providing an update to the council, likely via email, because there are so many things happening in addition to this meeting. It's hard to contact them via phone calls individually to give them the update, so I'll likely be doing some type of a memo or an update on Mayo activities with this meeting and other conversations we've had. We're hoping and planning on having a conference call next week with Senator Klobuchar herself. That's being arranged at this point in time, and there's other meetings being planned and that we've had over this last week or so as well, too, that I'll be giving the council an update on.
Thanks.